Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wealthy Sisters Radio, the show that promotes positive people. Tune in live on Mondays at 12 noon Eastern, or listen live and 24/7 at www.wealthysistersradio.com. We know you will be inspired, empowered, and informed by the incredible women featured. And now it's showtime. Ladies and gentlemen, our host, entrepreneur, author, speaker, Deborah Hartnett.
Well, hello and welcome to Wealthy Sisters Radio, sponsored by Wealthy Sisters Media Group. You can visit us for all your branding and publishing needs at Wealthy Sisters, that's SISTAS, media.com, WealthySistersMedia.com. Here at Wealthy Sisters Radio, we proudly promote positive people, and our purpose is twofold. First, we love to provide you the inspiration and encouragement and that practical knowledge that you can apply to your business and life right now. And second, we must provide that platform to promote, acknowledge, and say thank you to the sisters for doing big things. I'm Deborah Hartnett, your host, broadcasting live on the Worldwide Blog Talk Network, and today is another awesome Monday. The month is moving. The year is gone already, right? This is Monday, November 4th, 2013, the first Monday in November, yes, and it is our banner year, and we are so excited. We are still holding to this is a year to be reckoned with for sure, right? Well, you know, we're here every week at the same time. That's where, right, Mondays at 12 noon Eastern, so thank you so much for spreading the word. I tell you, we are so grateful for all of your emails and the text messages and the Facebook messages and the tweets and the retweets. We cannot thank you enough. I mean, last month, what an incredible month we had for October. It was Wealthy Brothers Month here, and I mean, it was our second year doing it. I mean, it was a great month. If you missed those shows, you definitely want to go back, catch Michael Baston. We had Harold T. Fisher from WHUR and Kamen Kelly from SiriusXM and Andre Taylor from a contributor with ABC Money Matters. It was just an explosive month, but we are just as excited about this month in November, starting with today's show that I can't wait to talk about, and even tomorrow, next week's show, where we're doing a very special tribute to women veterans for in honor of Veterans Day. So I'm telling you, we are promising and continually upholding the great shows that you can get information for yourself right now. And that's why I tell people every time when they call and they have questions. I mean, if you just tune into the information that our top guests provide on a weekly basis, I guarantee you it will help you in your business for sure. And I mean, you can just see the testimonies from our website. So many people give us so much encouragement, and I'm just grateful to know that the information they're actually getting is helping them. So we're excited about that. But today's topic, yes, is one that has so many variables, so many components, and it's often a very subject matter that can confuse many people. You know, with the onset of the internet and the speed of change that it brings, we will be talking about inbound marketing. What is that? How it works, and why you actually need it in your business. Our very special guest today is Stacy Price. She is the Chief Experience Officer. Don't you like that title? Chief Experience Officer for Aiden Marketing, which is a full-service inbound marketing agency. She's a visionary leader with over 20 years in the information technology field, and Stacy and her team provide inbound marketing solutions, advice, and education to businesses looking to leverage the power of digital marketing to increase their brand awareness and sales revenue. So I'm telling you, this is going to be a great show today. It's a hot topic, so you know what to do right now. You need to call everybody, Facebook them, text them, tweet them. Tell them to dial 347-838-9278. That's 347-838-9278. so that you can definitely get this information to them. You can hear this show right now live. If you can't dial in, you can listen at WealthySistersRadio.com, and you can catch this show and all of our other great shows at Wealthy Sisters Radio. Remember to follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and you can download these shows. You can subscribe to us. They're free on iTunes. Yes, yes. So we've got it out there. We've got you covered. Find us, Wealthy Sisters, on any of the social media platforms as well. Well, we won't hold her too long from you. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we will be listening to none other than Miss Stacy Price. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short commercial break. You're tuned in to Wealthy Sisters Radio.
Are you prepared to win in 2014? Would you like to increase your business opportunities and revenue through government contracting? How would you like to expand your government contracting opportunities with or without a certification? Spend 2 days with me, November 16th and 17th, at Winning in 2014. Go to www.ldenisejackson.com/winningin2014. See you there.
Queen Anita Empire Online features luxurious African handmade healthy skin and body care products. From enhancing all-natural soaps, hair growth-stimulating shampoos, to delicious healthy drinks, great for arthritis, we have an extensive inventory of more than 450 items to begin your natural journey to wellness. Visit QueenAnitaEmpireInc.com. That's QueenAnitaEmpireInc.com. Remember, QueenAnitaEmpireInc.com.
Ladies, are you tired of searching for Mr. Right and need help cracking the man code? Do you really want to know what he thinks about dating, love, and romance? Are you wondering if the one you're with will ever fall in love with you? Then you need the Code Cracker, Jay Neville, relationship expert and life coach. Visit jneville.com. That's JNEVELS.com. JNEVELS.com.
Yes, you're live here on Wealthy Sisters Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're always excited to have you as the dynamic listener that you are. We appreciate you, and we do not take you for granted. We know that you could be doing something else with your time, something else with your ears, but we are so grateful that you chose to share this space and time with us today. And we appreciate you. You love this show. You get good information from the show. Pass it on. Spread the good news. Don't keep it to yourself. And remember to follow us on Facebook and Twitter so that you can stay abreast of all the great things that we have here on Wealthy Sisters Radio. Well, as we promised, we have none other than Stacy Price. We're going to tune her in. I tell you, she's such a busy lady. We had to pre-record this show for you today. And I am so excited to have her here. So let's get this interview started. Well, as promised, I have none other than Miss Stacy Price. She is, as I mentioned earlier, the Chief Experience Officer for Aiden Marketing. Welcome, Stacy, to Wealthy Sisters Radio.
Well, thank you, Deborah, and thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, yes. You know, you are a friend of Wealthy Sisters Media Group. We appreciate you so much for being a great partner as an advertiser with us as well. We have done some other events together, workshops. I'm telling you, this woman is somebody that you definitely need to know. And we're going to make sure everybody has your contact information again towards the end of our interview. But I just so thrilled to learn more about what you're doing with Aiden Marketing, and this is just going to be another great show today. So again, thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh yeah, I am pretty excited about being on the call today, and we have some amazing things going on with Aiden Marketing. You know, our tagline is built to stimulate growth, and so we are dedicated and focused on helping businesses revolutionize and maximize their online digital marketing. And so it's a great place and it's a great time. So
yes, it is. You know, and marketing is so important. It is absolutely very, very important to our business. It's like the lifeline. It's how we actually feed our businesses. And oftentimes, I know as a business owner getting started or even been in business, a lot of times we find that this is not something, an area of focus. There's a lot of pushback from investing in marketing or even the purpose of what marketing is. So I know we're going to talk and share a lot of information today and share new information for some of those, but just to confirm why it's important to have marketing in your budget as a business owner today. And in particularly, I really, really am thrilled about you discussing this whole topic of inbound marketing. But before we do that, Stacey, we always, always hear Wealthy Sisters Radio talk about how nosy we are. We love to get the background information on where you grew up and just to kind of get an idea of what led you to the path that you're on today. So if you could just take about 1 minute and just share that with us before we get involved with this great topic today of inbound marketing.
Well, it could be a very long story, but I'll make it a short story.
I know your whole life in a minute, right?
Exactly, right. To sum it up, I am a, visionary. I've always had an entrepreneurial spirit, grew up in a household where both my parents worked, but also had a side business or what we would call today a side hustle on the side. So I grew up seeing entrepreneurship in front of me and at a very young age knew and determined that nobody else would pay me what I really was worth and if I could work so many hard hours for someone else, I could do it for myself. But my background, I have a strong background in consulting, information technology, over 15 years in that, a background in finance, and, of course, a strong background in business and business development. And so Aiden Marketing is my second business. I actually have two businesses that I operate. But it is great. Entrepreneurship has its ups and downs, but we are just so excited about the fact of being free and being able to control your own destiny.
Yes, and for sure. I mean, you said it. It has its ups and downs. And I've had this conversation here lately. That's how life is in general. But for some reason or somewhere down the road, a lot of times I would say we have been taught or that has not been promoted, that life does bring the ups and downs, and even in business as well. So, but I think if we have that broader perspective and we understand that there are going to be challenges, that there are going to be hurdles that we have to overcome, I think that can help us all digest those challenges when we face them in our businesses and most definitely in life as well. But I'm thrilled to
and
talk about
areas,
this subject.
One of those areas of challenge, of course, for a lot of businesses is marketing.
That's right. That's right. Great segue.
Exactly, a very big area that a lot of entrepreneurs struggle with because they are focusing on their day-to-day operations, which they should do, but you could have the best business or the best widget, service, or product, and if nobody knows about it and what you do, and the only way they're going to find out is through marketing, but if no one finds out, you're not going to sell anything.
Exactly.
So it's not just enough to actually have a good product or service. You have to have strategic marketing. And then today, that means that you also need to be marketing online because the internet is in the palm of our hands and everybody is using it.
Exactly, literally in the palm of our hands with our smart devices, our cell phones and smartphones and iPads, exactly, notebooks, exactly. It's right there at the fingertips. So let's talk about this whole subject of what marketing, what is that technical definition of marketing, and then let's break down what that inbound versus the outbound marketing and why inbound marketing is so important today.
Well, I would say, in your simplest forms, we understand as business owners that marketing is any effort that may be implemented to actually shine a light on your business, meaning the company itself, and or the products and services that you offer in a way that can emotionally connect with your target audience.
Oh, so, now you use that word, emotionally connect. I like that. What do you mean by emotionally connect with your target audience?
Exactly. Well, at Ada Marketing, we are a full-service marketing agency, although we specialize with online marketing. But we firmly believe as a marketing agency that everything starts with the brand architecture, really identifying the brand of the company and making sure that companies don't have a fractured brand, meaning not to have your logo in one color one place and a logo somewhere else in another color, because then your target audience won't be always able to recognize you. But when it gets down to it, marketing strategically is about identifying who your target audiences, but we take that a step further in identifying your buyer personas, meaning not only who your target audience is from a demographical standpoint, but how do they do what they do in their life? So how do they search online? How do they shop in a store, if they're going to a store? How many times that they may visit a website before they actually make a purchase? Are they the type of people that buy on impulse, or are they buying, depending on your target audience and your industry, do they do a lot of research, and do they need white papers and e-books? And so we really look at the buyer persona, and then when we send out a marketing message, and most companies do this, this is what marketing is about. It's about identifying what the emotional benefits to your target audience. So at the end of the day, what is the pain point of that customer? Whether you offer a product or a service, you really have to know what your ideal or your target customer is looking for in regards to a solution. And if you offer that solution, then the marketing message needs to speak directly to that pain point to say, yes, my company, ABC Company, can help you with X. Or, you know, the benefit or the value of doing business with us is because, you know, we give you all this great service for a valued price. So it's about knowing and identifying that pain point of that customer and having a marketing message really identify with what they're looking for in reference to a solution. And that solution sometimes can even be simplest, you know, simple as if somebody is selling a product. That customer's pain point may be looking, they may be looking for a unique gift. So then you have to position your marketing of your product in that way. So it's kind of
that's what you mean by that emotional attachment, because when we purchase things, there is some type of emotion that's involved often in that. I mean, marketing, that's been the history of marketing. They know that. Like when we walk in the stores, the type of music that's played, you know, in some of the grocery stores or in the mall or even the fragrances.
And the colors.
Yeah, the colors. Yes, for sure, for sure.
And the colors, you know, it's like, you know, why is IBM blue? You know, blue is a color that represents trust. You know, why is, you know, Coca-Cola red? So all of those things, you know, visually you have colors and music and environmental things that play in reference to marketing, the emotional attachment. But in addition to that, it's the messaging, the words, why, you know, it's really important to craft the words and the text. And when we're online, of course, that means posting updates and making sure that the messaging for a brand is done in a way that it speaks to that target audience.
So in a nutshell, inbound marketing, and I asked you that earlier, and I apologize, I kind of took you on another path of my emotional question there, but the inbound marketing, what exactly is that compared to outbound marketing?
Well, in reference, so outbound marketing, which is quote-unquote really like a new term, and sometimes business owners aren't really familiar with that. But outbound marketing, we've experienced most of us all of our entire lifetimes. And so things that would be considered outbound marketing are like print ads, radio ads, TV advertisements, commercials. So anything that's pretty much not online would be considered outbound marketing. Even a trade show can be considered outbound marketing.
Mm-hmm.
And the difference between outbound and inbound in its simplest form is that inbound marketing online is about a lead, a prospect finding you,
mm-hmm.
and you not so much finding them. And how that difference from outbound is an outbound, say a radio ad, you know, a radio station can say, hey, we have a listenership of, say, 500,000 people. But when you put a radio ad out into the atmosphere and they can tell you the time spots that it's going to run, they can't actually tell you how many people actually heard your radio ad.
Mm-hmm.
And in the society that we live in today, consumers and businesses, that people don't want to be interrupted.
Mm-hmm.
So outbound marketing, in its simplest form, is marketing that basically interrupts people at a time that they may not be looking for that solution. But, you know, that's all that had existed for a very long time. So, of course, now we are, you know, we're leveraging the power of the Internet, and strategically with the things that can be done with inbound marketing and online digital marketing is the fact that we, when we put things out into the atmosphere online, we can put things out there that when a potential prospect is looking for us and using Google to search for us, they can actually find the solution that they're looking for. And so inbound marketing is about a lead finding you and
mm-hmm.
you not finding the lead.
Mm-hmm.
And so
go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, and I was going to say that basically, you know, the Internet has, you know, really revolutionized the way that buyers' behaviors and expectations are. And so it's really critical for a business who desires to grow their revenues to match the way in which they market their products and services to the ways in which the target audience learns and shops about the solution. And so nowadays, even before people walk into a store or pick up the phone to call a business that offers a service, the first place that they go to is actually to search online.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're not a part of that algorithm in reference to search engine, being in the search engine and being able to be found organically through strategic use of keywords and different mechanisms, then your business is losing out on your market share to your competitors.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no ifs, ands about it. If you are not online and really doing the things that you need to do to promote your business, which inbound marketing actually involves a host of other things that we'll get into more as we further the conversation, but it's really about getting found. So, you know, there's activities to generate traffic to a company's website through social media, through blogging, and through search engine optimization. And then the second part about inbound marketing is filling the pipeline, things that can actually generate leads for you. And so you do that through tactics like content marketing,
mm-hmm.
landing pages, and call to actions. And
mm-hmm.
then the third step with inbound marketing is actually after you fill the pipeline, then you want to be able to convert people.
Mm-hmm.
So after you've done all this great marketing, the question is, you need something to make sure that you can actually convert people and actually develop a relationship with them, because everybody, we already know that everybody is not ready to buy always on day one, correct?
Right.
Deborah, you know, you can
right.
meet somebody
right.
today,
right.
they think you have a great service, but
right.
you're not ready to buy. So the question
you know, I always
is
think about
owner,
one of my favorite episodes of the Jeffersons when he opened the cleaners. You remember that? And he had passed
right.
out
uh-huh.
all those flyers, and he was so excited, and they were just so excited. And when they opened the doors, nobody came in. It was like, where's everybody? We passed out all these flyers, you know, and that is so, that's just such a classic example to me.
Exactly, right? And then we all know it's about the numbers, right?
Yes,
even with,
it's the numbers,
you know, flyers,
yes,
which we would consider guerrilla marketing, you know, in today's society, you probably have to probably pass out like 25,000 flyers just for you to even get like, well, 1% return.
Right,
I mean,
right.
It's one of the things why, you know, even direct mail, although companies still do direct mail, some companies do, it is statistically known that, you know, the return on investment for direct mailing through the postal service into people's actual mailboxes at their homes or at their business is less than 1%.
Wow.
And so, you know, that's why, you know, after we get, help businesses get found online and help them with tactics to actually fill the pipeline, the next thing is really making sure that we have things in place through inbound marketing software that we put on their websites that can actually help to convert and actually nurture those leads. So if you have a lead that comes to your website, what we provide and we devise are lead nurturing programs. And so they actually, through marketing automation, allow a business without having to actually get online every day and every minute of the day through the inbound marketing solutions that we provide. We set up lead nurturing programs so that based on leads, actions, and activities on your website, they would automatically get a certain type of email or a certain type of message that is delivered to them, or an offer. It could be an ebook or a white paper download or maybe a free audit.
Mm-hmm.
Or a coupon if it's a product-based or service-based business. But basically, just different offers and information to keep that business in front of that prospect,
mm-hmm,
to get that prospect sales ready, to convert
to
them to a customer.
Now, you use
exactly
that search engine marketing, search engine optimization. What exactly are those phrases? Because I know people see that SEO and SEM and may not really understand what that is. Can you give us a quick synopsis of what those are, what they mean?
Well, if we want to break it down just simply, we know that, as I stated earlier, when people go to look for something, whatever it is, a movie, a product, a service, and actually type in what they're looking for into Google, depending on the exact phrase that you use, those are called keywords. It's like, how do people search online?
Mm-hmm.
And so search engine optimization is about making sure that your website or your blogs or your social media posts actually contain words, keywords that your, again, target audience or your buyer personas are actually typing into Google. So for us, we do inbound marketing, and, of course, we do social media marketing. And social media marketing packages is another keyword that's what's called a long-tail keyword, social media marketing packages. It's actually four words. But we know that that is a keyword that businesses that may be looking for the type of services that we offer, or inbound marketing agency is another keyword, that our potential clients could be putting into Google, we have to make sure that our website not only contains it, like on a very, contains those keywords just on a top level, we have to make sure that it's optimized fully throughout the entire website. So search engine optimization is basically making sure that your presence, your online presence online, contains keywords that would match how your potential customer would look for you. So if I sold flowers in Baltimore, if I had a flower shop in Baltimore, it's not just, it's not just good enough for me to say, you know, ABC flowers on my website or in my post or in my blog and my content. I need to have, you know, floor shop in Baltimore or a flower shop in Baltimore, because a potential customer who's looking for my service may not know the name of my business. They just know, again, their pain point and the solution that they're looking for, which is the flower shop in Baltimore. You get it? So So it's about using those keywords that your target audience would type into Google. And Google has some great tools, free tools and references, so that you can actually see from an SEO perspective what's like the rankings of actual keywords in reference to search, meaning how many people are actually looking for using that exact phrase in Google to search for a solution. So there's some great tools out there.
Right. Because, you know, oftentimes people think, well, I'm at the top, you know, of Google,
yeah.
But that's when they actually search for their name, and like you said, their name, not for the actual industry or services or products
exactly.
that they provide.
Right. So, yeah, that's totally different, right? If somebody knows your business, they'll just type in your business. They'll just type
right.
in Aiden Marketing. But
right.
if you don't know
exactly.
who Aiden Marketing is, then we have to make sure that, you know, we're optimized, and then, of course, we do that for our clients to make sure that their online presence is optimized in a way that when people type in, again, the solution that they're looking for, those exact words, just general words, in the way that people type. And so search engine optimization is a science in itself because it's
right.
behavioral. It's connected to how people search, and so there's a lot of investigation and research that has to be done correlated to the client's industry and their target audience, and then strategically that has to be implemented by our agency and everything that we do for them from a marketing perspective.
Mm-hmm. And you know, when I think about it, I know you had mentioned the whole purpose of having a website, and I want to talk a little bit about the importance of a website because, you know, now we're here, things are moving so fast. It seems like it was just a few years ago where the conversation was, oh, I don't have a website. I'm not getting into that. You remember that? People were still just three years ago, you know, I don't really need a website
oh, yeah.
for my business, for what I do or for what have you. But now there are still some people I know that might feel that they don't need a website, or they may have a website and they may be using some of the host services, templates or things of that nature. So talk a little bit about why do businesses need, every business need a website, and why may some of those businesses that have websites, why would they need to reconsider or consider redesigning their current websites?
Well, you know, it's interesting, as you were saying, that there are businesses or business owners, not only just 3 years ago, but even some today,
mm-hmm.
that believe that they don't need a website and or haven't had a website for a while. And then you have, with the advent of social media, you have some business owners that think or believe that a Facebook fan page can replace the need for a website.
Exactly.
And that's totally incorrect because your website online becomes the hub. It is the hub for everything else that is connected to your online presence.
Mm-hmm.
And it, even with inbound marketing and what we provide there as service, we redesign our clients' websites before we put our inbound marketing tracking software on there. But it's really critical for every business to have a website. And I will take it even one step further. It is critical that you not only have a visually appealing website, meaning with professionally done graphic images, but you also need a website that will convert people.
Mm-hmm.
Because
what do you mean by convert?
A great website.
You mentioned that earlier today, but what do you mean by convert?
So let's talk about that.
Yeah.
So we have visitors. You remember back in the day, you don't see that as much. You had websites that would have like a counter on the bottom that told
mm-hmm.
you how many visitors came to a website.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So let's just say you have a website that gets great traffic, and they may have, say, 800 people that visit their website per
mm-hmm.
month.
Mm-hmm.
And the owner could be feeling really good about the traffic that's coming to the website. But then
right.
on the other end, the the business owner is saying, oh, is my website doing anything for me? See, the website should be your online, not only the hub, but it should be the online store to actually generate you leads 24/7. And
right.
If you're selling a product, it has the ability to be your online store that's open 24/7, even if you have a retail store or service-based, because even if you have a service-based business, there are services when your website is built correctly that you can have people buy online. Even when your office is closed, they can buy and conduct, you know, through e-commerce transactions. And so having someone convert means that they come to the website and they just don't leave.
Mm-hmm.
They come on the website, and the website is built to make them what we call sticky, meaning that there's things, there's content, there's offers, there's visually appealing aspects of the content marketing on the website, and, of course, the text that's on there, that makes that person want to click around. And then ultimately, when we say convert, that means that they're doing something that you want them to do. They're either signing up for email, they're buying a service, or they're clicking to download an ebook or a white paper or take advantage of an offer that you are extending to them online. And that's really critical, because if a person will take the time to actually fill in their name and their email address, and the form can include anything that you'd like for them to include, but that's about the beginning of the sales funnel in reference to converting that visitor now into a lead.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you just have a great website that generates traffic, but you're not converting them,
right,
then something probably needs to be optimized with your website. And we have, as you talked about, business owners that have websites. However, the website was designed 5, 8, 10 years ago.
Right.
And so
still using
no
the Flash,
way,
those old Flash,
oh,
or
yeah,
the music.
Exactly.
And, mm-hmm.
Exactly. And those websites that were built, and even some that, you know, someone is using, like you said, template services or services where, and I won't name any of them, where they allow people to build free websites, but then that website is kind of contained in that hosting, that host provider's, what we call, like, in their directory.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not being able to really be crawled by the search engines. So you have this website that you got for free, but it doesn't give you any leverage in reference to being found by your target audience. So that's
mm-hmm.
not a good thing either.
Mm-hmm.
And then if your website is 3, 5, 10 years old as well, odds are that you are definitely in need of what we call a website makeover.
Mm-hmm.
Because your website is probably not optimized for SEO. It's built, like you said, possibly has Flash, and Flash is no longer used. We make sure that we build also responsive websites for our clients. Responsive meaning that the websites will auto-adjust
mm-hmm.
to any device from which the user is viewing it. So for your laptop, a tablet, and your mobile phone. So I'm quite sure we've all experienced where you go look up a website on your phone
mm-hmm.
and you basically get this very small version of the desktop
mm-hmm.
version on your phone. And so we just make sure that we, you know, we build state-of-the-art websites, but in its simplest form, website is the hub. It is the hub. And if you have a business card with an email address, I assure you that even if you think that you don't need a website helps to build credibility for your business, because most people, the first thing that they do after they go back to their office, once you've given them your business card, is they go look up your website. And
mm-hmm.
if you have no website, or if your website is not professionally done and up to par to really reflect your brand's image and what you have to offer, you decrease the odds that that person will do business with you.
Right. It's almost like, I mean, I liken it to you having a physical store. And you're offering, you know, you have this great day where everybody comes in the store, you know, you're getting a lot of traffic, and, oh, it's a lot of people in there, but at the end of the day, you're not making any sales. No one is actually purchasing.
Yeah, somebody's buying.
Right, exactly. Nobody's buying. Right.
Exactly. And nobody's buying, and so it works the same thing. We are a service, so it works the same way for businesses, whether you're product-based. Some people may say, oh, well, I don't sell products. But no, mm-hmm. even if you're service-based, we're service-based, and we generate leads every mm-hmm. day because we have offers that are value, content that are value, e-books, white papers, and things that position us as a industry expert that's providing or has the ability to provide a solution for that customer that may be considering doing business with us. So it's also about, you know, fit online through inbound marketing and having a website and social media. It's all about establishing, you know, a trust relationship with that potential prospect that doesn't know anything about you. And, you know, you have to do that on, you know, you can strategically do that online, but you know, as we've been saying, it's really critical. So, if, you know, for all the listeners that are out there, if you do not have a website currently, I invite you to definitely contact us at Aiden Marketing. And if you currently have a website, we also offer a free website evaluation where we will audit your website and give you feedback on recommendations of what needs to be done. And we also do that for our inbound marketing solution, software solution as well, where we offer a free inbound marketing assessment to our clients, for prospective clients as well.
Well, I know, I tell you, this time is moving by fast here. I mean, just you are sharing some awesome information. If you've just tuned in, you are listening to Ms. Stacy Price. She is the Chief Experience Officer. I love that title for Aiden Marketing. And we're talking about the benefits of particularly inbound marketing and why it's so important for all of us as business owners to be implementing this form of marketing. And, you know, you did talk a little bit about social media. Of course, today we can't have a conversation without talking about social media. And even the way that it has evolved over the past year or 2 years, talk a little bit about how the social media and what today that does or the role it plays in the online space for businesses.
Well, I just definitely want to start off and say, yes, social media has it has revolutionized everybody's daily, you know, day in and day out. You know, people are always, you know, if they're not tweeting, then they're posting to Facebook or checking Instagram and then Google
right.
Plus and Pinterest. You have everything that's out there. And, of course, you can't forget the, you know, largest business networking, social media platform for networking, which is LinkedIn.
Which was another thing a few years ago, everybody just up until 6 months ago probably or a year ago saying, I don't need to do that. And you still have some people who are saying that, but now people realize, a lot more people realize that, oh my gosh, now they're like in a panic. I've got to do something with social media now because,
exactly,
you know,
social media
is the way that business is done. Yes.
Definitely here to stay.
Mm-hmm.
It is definitely here to stay. And it's also a very critical part of online presence as a business owner. So as we were talking about earlier, that a website is the hub. And so if you think about, and we say now a website, give it an analogy of being a car, then social media is like the fuel, you know, to the car. So social media is great, and for a business, which when you're doing social media marketing for a business, it is totally different than someone just doing their personal social media profiles. As we say here at Ada Marketing, we actually manage the corporate voice and brand of that company online. And so there's a strategic science behind that and what we do when we bring on a client. But social media itself should be driving traffic to your hub, which is your website.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, on social media, you're not just selling, because social media is about also establishing yourself as an expert. So you want to share, you know, news and share things that are of our interest, again, to your target audience. And for every business doesn't necessarily have to participate on all social media platforms that are out there, because literally there's dozens. We talk about, you know, like the top five all the time, but there are dozens of social media platforms that are out there for people to use. But again, based off of the industry and where your target audience is will determine where you really need to be, because you want to be, as a business owner, you want to be where your potential customers are already conversating and having discussions.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, you want to share information. You might run contests. You might ask questions. You want to engage. So it's all about building a community. That's what social media is about, building this community and staying top of mind to your prospects. And then when they're ready again to buy, they think about you because they say, oh, you know, Deborah's company, you know, is always sharing good information. Oh, I need this, so let me go to her page that can then, social media page, that will then take her to, if she clicks, you know, your About Us information or a post that you've put on there, will take her to your website. And, of course, on social media, that's where we want to share blog articles. And your blog should be, of course, tied into your website, but when you post information from your blog article on social media, it automatically drives people, again, back to your hub. And you should, of course, share other people's information as well. But that's, you know, social media allows us, as we started this conversation in regards to marketing, social media allows us to put our marketing messages and our expertise and our information and promotions in front of so many people in a huge multiplication effort, bigger than anything that any business owner could do by themselves. It just allows us to reach more people. Of course, those people are considered your fans, your Facebook fans for a business page, but then you get the ability to reach their networks who may not, of course, even know anything about your brand. So that's kind of like word of mouth, but in a digital type of way.
Right.
So if you
right.
like Ada Marketing and like something, a picture that we've posted on our page, some of your friends and your network will see it, and then they will come possibly back and consume. That's what it, you know, consume meaning they will see it, look at the picture, maybe like it, might share it with somebody else. So that's what social media is really about and how it helps.
And really, a lot of people miss the point of it being free.
And it's free, exactly. And I always say this, it is free. There's no cost, meaning financial cost.
Right.
But understand, there is cost in reference to time management and our time and to actually do it correctly. So that's why we also offer that service in reference to social media marketing and management packages, where we free up business owners' time, because a lot of business owners, they don't have the time to be on Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn or may not even be technically sound and say, hey, I don't have time to fool with it. I don't want to fool with it. I know that it's important, but I just don't have the time. And then you have other business owners who have been trying to do it themselves but just haven't been able to get the results that they'd like to get out of social media. And, again, that goes back to maybe just not having a marketing background and needing the assistance of a firm like, you know, our firm, AM Marketing, to really build that out, put a plan together, and execute it. And so, mm-hmm. you know, we have clients that have been with us, you know, over a year or more doing social media. And then we have other clients that, you know, we'll start out and we'll manage it for like 6 months and then train them or their team how to then take hold of it after we've built their community up and they've also had an opportunity to see the type of content, videos, text, links, different things that we share and, mm-hmm. in order for them now to take the reins and run with it.
Well, I tell you, I mean, time has definitely gone, gotten away from us. As always, you know, we have to have you back on in the near future to, you know, share a lot more about this great information with inbound marketing and how we can continue to build our pipeline and leads and generate more cash for our businesses.
That's
about. But please, I know, right? If we're not making money, it's not making sense. That's for sure. That's for sure.
That's
so
right.
if you could just share with everyone, our audience, how can we get in contact with you, learn more about the packages that you offer and the services that you provide as well?
Sure, no problem. Again, this is Stacy Price, Chief Experience Officer of Aiden Marketing, and you can find us at www.aiden.com. And you can find us under our name on any social media platform. So Facebook, Twitter, our handle, everything's Aiden Marketing. But you can definitely go to our website to learn more about what we offer. You can also contact me directly at 443-492-9229. And, Deborah, I just wanted to mention for your listening audience as well,
yeah,
that
we
have, yeah, about the workshop. So for your listeners that live in the Baltimore, Washington, D.C. metro area, we are having a free workshop coming up on Saturday, November 16th, which is titled Holiday Social Media Blitz for Businesses. And so it's for business owners of all types, retail or service-based, and it's basically to help position you to take advantage of this holiday season. What better gift for your business to give you than for you to make more money during this holiday season by leveraging some practical tips and strategies that you can implement online to make more money?
Mm-hmm. Love it, love it. Well, Stacy, thank you so much. So very much. We wish you continued success in all that you all are doing there in Aiden Marketing, and we look forward to, like I said, having you back on the show in the real near future.
Well, thank you so much, and again, I encourage your listeners to come visit our site. Give me a call if you have questions. We're here to help, and we have, again, free website evaluation or inbound marketing assessment, as well as social media audits that we do and extend to you freely. So please take advantage. And please, when you contact us, let us know that you heard about us on Wealthy Sisters with Ms. Deborah Hartnett.
All right. Awesome, awesome. Well, thank you again, Stacy. You continue to have a beautiful day.
You too. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Wow, wasn't that some powerful information that Stacy just shared with us? I encourage you to make sure you visit their website at Aiden Marketing, AIDENmarketing.com. Definitely want to check them out, get some assistance there with some of your SEO or SEM assistance and even social media management or website. They can help you. Definitely want to thank you for tuning in to our show today. So excited about next week. Want to encourage you to make sure that you take the time out to tune in and learn more about the powerful women veterans that we'll be featuring on next week. Let's make sure that we take the time out to honor them and thank them for their service, the sacrifice that they do on a daily basis for all of us here. So once again, we want to thank you for tuning in. And as always, we wish you and yours the best of everything great. We'll see you next week. Bye now.
This has been another episode of Wealthy Sisters Radio. Thank you for joining us. Stay tuned for another positively impacting show next week. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Wealthy Sisters and on the web at WealthySistersRadio.com. The opinions of our guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions of our hosts, staff, or partners of our Wealthy Sisters Radio.